Hi, and welcome back to Thinking in Criminal. This is Little Apostate, and I am happy to have you here. It is Valentine's Day today, and I am spending it alone for the first time in 8 years, which is wild, but I honestly, it feels like the most stress-free I have ever been on Valentine's Day. And I know maybe it sounds like I am saying that because I'm like, oh, I need to find a way to make myself feel better right now. But this year, if it's taught me anything, is that all of this preaching of love and constant tolerance and all of that, something that you people preach about in relationships and like, and love in general. And it's just not being upheld at all by anyone, especially, as always, especially on the left right now. And love has just become so deranged and exploited. The National Retail Federation predicts that consumers this year are going to spend $21.8 billion on gifts for Valentine's Day. In the middle of a pandemic, $21.8 billion, which I think the number in 2014 was supposed to be a 10-year high, and that was $17 billion or something like that. So look at Americans in the middle of a pandemic. They can still spend $21.8 billion on chocolates, cards, lingerie, things that do not matter. And, you know, I was inspired to make this episode, obviously because it is Valentine's Day, and I am alone, but also because I saw another person, another woman, get shot down, get crucified by us, by the citizens who have apparently nothing better to do. And her name is Rachel Kirkconnell. She's a contestant on The Bachelor. She has been forced to apologize for being a racist. I think she's like 24 years old. So keep in mind, she probably just graduated college like 2 years ago, or I don't know, I graduated college when I was 25, so, or 26. Yeah, I was old. No, 25. Yeah, 25. but yeah, so she has been forced to apologize for being a racist because she attended a plantation-themed party in college, which, I don't know, like, does anyone really give a shit about this? Like, come on. Just don't go to the party if you don't like it. Let people be crazy or stupid or racist somewhere that you don't have to be. You never have to be around those people. But anyways, she is now being told to apologize for attending that party because she was in pictures there or something. And I imagine that the only thing, the plantation theme, was probably just they were wearing goofy dresses. I don't know, but I imagine they were just dressing like they were from the 1800s, 1700s. I do not think that it was because they wanted to celebrate slavery. Like, who the fuck does that? No one does that. No one sits around and celebrates that unless they are in the KKK, which I can assure you, this girl is not in the KKK. This girl doesn't care about anything but, from what I can tell so far, but love, okay? Wanting a boyfriend, being beautiful, which she is, she's done a great job of that, keeping herself in shape, and dressing cute. Like it seems like that's about what she's got going on. And you think this girl really hates black people? She's on a show. She's on a show where the lead, where the guy that she's trying to win the heart of is black. He's black. And these people got mad at her because she liked a tweet that had, I guess, a Confederate flag in it, and she liked something that was linked to QAnon. Like, does anyone have anything better to do with their lives? This side that is constantly preaching love and tolerance is spending the week leading up to Valentine's Day, which we have created, it turned into this giant holiday in our minds, instead of focusing on, you know, I have a mom who loves me, or I have a dad who loves me, or I have a brother or sister or friend or boyfriend or girlfriend. Instead of focusing on these people that we love in our lives, we are focusing on tearing down other people for something so small and insignificant. If there was no way to find out that she liked those things, that she attended that party, I can guarantee you she would still be on this show trying to date this black man. People don't care. She doesn't care about color, clearly. But that's something that everyone else cares about. How is she the racist in this situation? I would argue it's the people who are so obsessed with racism who are racist. Oh my God. Like, the more I see this stuff, the more I'm just, my head, it's hurting. And I want to share a kind of, like, a little anecdotal story for a second. It's one of my good friends. So I do watch The Bachelor. That is probably I honestly haven't been able to do it lately, because every time I turn it on, I'm like, the Empire, it's coming to an end, and I'm watching The Bachelor, so I always end up turning it off. But when I used to go over to my friend's houses pre-COVID, and we would watch The Bachelor, and she would bring out, one of my friends would bring out a cheese plate, always stunning cheese plate, like, she made beautiful cheese plates, and then we'd all have some wine, and I would always try and find a way to bring up politics in these, because I'm selfish, and I want something that it really intrigues me going on in any conversation. So I can't help myself, I'll bring it up. And what is rude of me, I guess, is my friends didn't really care about politics. Now they do, because they have been kind of heavily indoctrinated to the left. But before, they didn't care. So I think my friend had decided she kind of wanted to be a little more prepared or something, or maybe I piqued her interest and she had wanted to search for herself and see if there was something interesting that she could bring up, because I am always bringing up these old dead men who I love so much, and I feel like she wanted to be able to do the same thing. So she pulled up a video, and she was like, I want to show you guys this. It's so good. I love this video. She's like, I watched it like 10 times. I was like, okay, like, let's see it. And it was a video of Hitler giving a speech. And he wasn't talking about, it wasn't like anti-Jew rhetoric, but it was Hitler, and he was giving a speech. And I spit out my wine. I laughed so hard. I was like, that's Hitler. You have been watching a video of Hitler over and over and over again, and now you're showing us a video of Hitler and telling us this is your new favorite, like, this is your favorite guy. And she was so embarrassed. But that's the thing. Imagine, say she was famous and she didn't know, because she never cared about this thing. It's not in her interest. Doesn't pique her interest to go and dig into history and try and teach herself something about it. So why do we expect this 24-year-old girl who is beautiful, who was on The Bachelor, who, if you listen to conversations that these girls have, it's always just about men and love and the other girls. You really think she always knows 100% what she's doing, especially if it's something political? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The only thing you need to know that this girl's not a racist is that she's not running around and talking about how much she hates people for the color of their skin. And that she's on a show trying to marry a black guy. Like, why do you want a girl on The Bachelor to uphold the greatest values? Why do you think that needs to be the pinnacle? This girl on The Bachelor needs to be the pinnacle of a human being. The best. Like, you think I look up to these girls? Absolutely fucking not. It's fun. It's fun to watch them. I'm not gonna hold them to my values. I'm not gonna be like, well, she doesn't know who Nietzsche is, so I hate her. What? These people are from completely different backgrounds than you. They're clearly interested in being either famous, in love, or beautiful. Those can be someone's ambitions, whether it's a respectable ambition or not. And it doesn't have to, being anti-racist and doing the work doesn't come with any of those things. Why does someone need to apologize for being a human being literally incapable of keeping up with the social code of society that is rapidly becoming void of anything human? We are... I am so... if we're taking our cues from Girls on The Bachelor, then we're fucking doomed. And I already feel like we're doomed because, we're in the last stage of our empire falling, and it's the decadence stage of decadence. And that's just what happens. All of these trivial things become important that aren't important. Feelings like love get turned into sea-salted caramels and flowers and jewelry from K's and billions of dollars spent on marriages every year and filling your love with a crowd of people when it really is just supposed to be love. So I don't know, I guess I have a little bit of extra hate for Valentine's Day this year because I just feel like the last thing that people have been acting on is love. And now it seems extra fucked up that everyone's spending so much money in the name of love because it's all a lie. This Valentine's Day echoes the real sentiment of Valentine's Day, which no one even knows the real... No one truly knows where the fuck Valentine's Day came from. This holiday was essentially created by copywriters like myself to sell nylons and chocolate. And real love exists. I believe that, but the definition, I feel like it's, I don't know. I'm not actually, what am I doing getting into love? And if I've felt it or what I know about it. I don't know anything about love because I don't even know if that's a real word. How do you really describe that feeling? But anyways, I just wanted to make a quick little video on how much I hate seeing a day dedicated to love based on lies and after an entire year of hate being spread by everyone who's celebrating it. So, all right, having said all of that, happy Valentine's Day. And I will talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye.